We are an adaptive species. We can tolerate brief periods of forced sedentariness. A dash of self-delusion helps. We're not grounded, we tell ourselves. We're merely between trips, like the unemployed salesman between opportunities. We pass the day thumbing through old travel journals and Instagram feeds. We gaze at souvenirs. All this helps for a while. The travel industry is hurting, and so are travelers. I dwell so much on my disappointment that it almost physically hurt, Paris-based journalist Joelle Didietre told me after having to cancel 5 trips last spring alone. My friend James Hopkins is a Buddhist living in Kathmandu, Nepal. You'd think he'd thrive during the lockdown, a sort of mandatory meditation retreat. For a while he did. But during a recent Skype call, James looked haggard and dejected. He was growing restless, he confessed, and longed for the old 10 countries a year schedule. Nothing seemed to help, he told me. No matter how many candles I lit or how much incense I burned, and in spite of living in one of the most sacred places in South Asia, I just couldn't change my habits. When we ended our call, I felt relieved, my grumpiness validated. It's not me, it's the pandemic. But I also worried. If a Buddhist in Kathmandu is going nuts, what hope do the rest of us still souls have?